feel like doing what we need to be doing.
Right.
So one thing about it, you know, I know who I serve.
Right.
And Bible tells me the instant out of season, out of season.
Right.
You know, tonight might be a little bit out of season. But I'm going to eat.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
Y'all got your Bible, sir? Look at the Proverbs, chapter 14, one verse of scripture. Reads like this. It says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I read that again. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Brother
every year he goes to this class, you know, close to home tonight than we've ever been. The signs everywhere. Bible talks to being fulfilled. Lord, and you who has to be ready, make sure our name is more glad of the life. That's in case you might come back tonight. This would be the very day.
He's not allowed to do six.
See, that's right. Human wisdom is a formal basis for determining what is true or false. Right or wrong, worthy or unworthy. God's written revelation is the only infallible source for determining the right path of life. The human ways has in it the seed of death. God's ways leads to eternal life. You know, they are a way tonight that seemeth right unto a man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death.
Right.
You know, I talked to many people, Brother Donnie. I talked to many people over the phone. I tried to testify to many people, but they got a way. I'm telling you, they got a way that they think they ride. They in their own ways. I'm telling you tonight, the Bible tells me they are a way that seemeth right unto a man, and the ways thereof is the ways of death. They so many times, people get in their own ways. They get in their fleshly ways. They get in them kind of ways, and they still think they're going to make it. I'm telling you, I talk to people. They say they saved and on the way to heaven. Right. And they don't never knock the church doors. Why is this? Because that's that way that seemeth right. Yeah. I'm telling you tonight, they're going about to establish their own righteousness tonight. And they're forgetting about the righteousness which is of God. I'm telling you, we need to be in His ways. We need to be in His ways tonight. Right. I'm telling you, straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. Oh. I'm telling you, these few is on that. They lie on the Broadway tonight. Cause why tonight? They're on their own ways. They think they're living right. They think they're doing right. I'm telling you, they say we right, and you wrong. But I'm telling you tonight, they wrestle the scriptures to their own destruction. I'm telling you, they need their eyes anointed with eyes sad, for they can see. They don't see clearly. They're in their own ways.
All right.
It's the way that seemeth right. I'm telling you, I don't want to be in my ways. You know, my righteousness ain't nothing but filthy rags.
Right.
That's all it'll ever be. I'm telling you, one of these days, this old righteousness is going to be burned. If you ain't your own righteousness, you ain't no making. We got to have righteousness which is of God. We got to walk in the right way. We got to walk in the ways of holiness. We got to walk in that clear path.
That's right. That's right.
You know, we got to get in that clear path.
Amen.
We got to get in that way where it's less driving. I'm telling you, so many people, they're on the path that's well trotting tonight.
Right.
You know, I want to get on that one's less trotted. I want to get on that path because I know it's going to lead me to heaven. It's going to lead me to my inheritance. As long as I stay on that straight path, I don't want to leave it on.
Right.
It's
going
to lead me on tonight. The Lord gets in their own ways. They get on their own ways tonight. And they don't want to do what's right.
Right.
And they don't want to live right. They don't want to talk right. Talk right or fit right. They get in their own ways tonight.
Right.
But they still claim the same thing you claim. They still claim to be saved. They still claim to be sanctified. They still claim to be baptized in the sweet Holy Ghost.
Right.
But they're in their own ways tonight.
Right.
in their own ways. They bringing forth the fruit. They ain't bringing forth good fruit. My Bible tells me every man and every woman that bringeth forth not good fruit is going to be hewn down and cast into the fire.
That's right. That's right.
You know, that's what it says in one place. That axe is laid into the root of the tree. And every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is going to be hewn down
right.
and cast in the fire.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, that axe might be laid to the root of the tree. Who am I preaching to? Who am I speaking to tonight?
Right.
Oh, yeah, you know, more than anything, I got to make sure I make it. I got to make sure my name's wrote in the Lamb's book of life.
Right.
I got to make sure it's there. I don't want to get in my own ways. I don't want my name blotted out.
That's right.
You know, your name can be blotted out. You can lose your inheritance tonight. You know, I don't want to lose my inheritance. I want to do what's pleasing in the sight of God. I want to do what's pleasing in His sight. Everybody says, Lord, Lord, there's not no enter into the kingdom of God tonight. There ain't no enter in. Why tonight? Because they're in their own ways.
That's right.
They're in their own ways.
Yeah.
You know, we got to line up with the Word of God. The Word of God ain't going to line up with us. You can't say, I'm going to take this, and I'm not going to take this. I'm going to take a part of this, but I ain't going to buy this one. That was for yesteryears. I'm telling you, it's all for today. It's all for today. I'm telling you tonight, holiness. Holiness, that's the way. That's the only way. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man should see the Lord.
Right.
It's got to be holiness of the heart. Or you not going to see God?
Right.
You ain't going to see Him.
Right.
If you ain't holiness of the heart. And holiness comes with a price. It comes with a price tonight. You got to take away everything that so easily besets you tonight.
Right.
You got to remove sin. You got to cast it far from you. I'm telling you tonight, you may be in here that I sin a little bit each day. That may be so, but we don't practice sin. We don't live in open sin. That's where it's at. If you practice open sin tonight, you on the broad path. You on the way to fall under unrighteousness.
Right. Amen.
Who am I preaching to? There's a way that seemeth right
yes.
unto a man, and the ways thereof right. are the ways of death.
Right.
You know, back when I was in sin, I walked on a way. I thought I was doing right. I thought I was doing right. I was in my own way, in my own will. And I thought I was doing right. And anybody try to tell me, I will argue my point, Brother Donnie. I said, I'm right. I'm telling you, I found out that I was wrong. There's only one right, and that's my Creator. I got to walk in His path. I need to walk the steps He's got for me to walk. Then I will be a righteous man.
That's right. Amen.
Then I'll be righteous.
Right.
I want to be clothed one day
right.
with His righteousness, not with mine. I want to be in His way,
right.
not in mine.
Right.
I'm telling you tonight, who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to tonight? Who am I speaking to? I'm telling you, there are way that seemeth right.
Man. Brother, come on.
When we're in our own ways, when nobody can tell us nothing, when we're hard-headed and don't want to listen, that's when we're in our own ways. I'm telling you, you can't reason with somebody that's in their own ways tonight.
Man.
You can't reason with them. I'm telling you, you can try to break bread with them. You can try to share them the scripture. But you can't reason with them. Because they think they right. They think they know. I'm telling you, that's what it is tonight. When you got your own righteousness.
Right. Amen.
I want the Lord to help me.
That's right.
I want Him to help me. I'm telling you, the Bible says a righteous man will fall 7 times. But the Lord would pick him back up. I'm telling you, I don't want to be in my ways tonight. I don't want to go in that path. I done tried that path before. and it leads to a hog pen. That's where it leads to.
Right.
When you get in your own righteousness, it leads to destruction tonight.
That's right.
It leads to destruction.
Yes.
I tell you, I want to be one when that day comes. He say, enter in, my servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter in. That's what I want to hear with all my heart. Enter in, my great and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, that's what I want to hear. And we can hear it as long as we walk in a time and a pass of holiness.
Amen.
Just walking and trying my path. Trying my path. You know, there's a church right here in Anderson. You know, I was speaking with Brother Harsh. I won't call no names, but y'all probably heard of it. It's a Boston ministry. I'm telling you, they're in their own way. They're going about establishing their own righteousness. We in a fight tonight, but we fight not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in high places. We got to have on the whole armor of God, where we can do all to stand on the wicked day.
Praise God.
We got to have on shield of our condemnation of iron, the whole armor.
Praise God.
That's what we got to have tonight. We can't be half-dressed for a battle. We can't be half-dressed. We got to be fully clothed upon. Fully clothed with His righteousness tonight.
Right.
Who am I preaching to?
Him, Lord.
There's a way tonight that seemeth right. How many times tonight you say, well, I'm going to do this, and the ends thereof is the ways of death.
Right.
You get in your own ways. The Lord speaks. Says, son, don't you go do that. And you say, well, I prayed about it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. And we get ourselves into a mess. And we get chastised by the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, we can't seek our own righteousness. We can't seek what we want to do. It's all in what He wants.
Right.
Who am I preaching to?
Oh,
there's a way that seemeth right. You know, I can go on back when I was a young adult. There was a way that seemed right to me. You know, I know it was right for me to get out and work and provide for my family. I know that was right. But there was other things that I've done back then. I know it was wrong, but I thought it was right in my own eyes. I'm telling you now, and I'm telling you tonight, there's no sin going to enter in to that precious kingdom of God. He's the light that's going to light up that city. If the light is in you, will be darkness. How great is that darkness tonight? Are you in your own ways? Where you stand with God tonight?
Right.
Where you stand?
Lord.
Either you in or you out.
Right.
You know, there's no straddle in the middle. That's what the one that's in their own righteousness do. They say, I ain't gonna get all the way in. I ain't gonna get all the way out. Don't have one foot in the church and one foot in the world. I'm telling you, that's where the man's at. It's in his own way. He's riding straddle on the fence. But I'm telling you, you don't finish the straddle. Either you love him or you don't. Either you for him or you against him.
Right.
Which is it tonight?
Right.
Which is it?
Right.
Choose today who you're going to serve.
Yeah.
Choose today. I'm telling you, choose life. He said, I said before you tonight, life and death. Which one are you going to choose tonight? If you be on the Lord's side, are you going to be on the Lord's side? Or are you going to be on the self-righteous side? Who are you going to serve?
Right.
That's right.
Bless the Lord.
Who am I preaching to? There's a way that seemeth right.
Right.
So many times, you know, if the elders could tell you sometimes, you know, how many times they felt like they might have got in their own ways. I'm telling you, it happens to Christians. It happens to sinners. It happens to all of us. Sometimes we might get in our own ways. And I'm telling you, the ways thereof are the ways of death.
Right.
It's death tonight. I'm telling you here tonight. And if this has hit your heart in any which way, we need to make it right. We need to call upon him when he's near. We need to pray when we can be found. There's going to be a time. There's going to be a place when you want to pray and you can't get through. I'm telling you tonight, that door of mercy is open. There's going to be a day it's going to be shut.
Right,
brother. Come on.
Right. Amen.
You know, I think about my mother. You know, she's one. It seems like she's this way one week, and she's this way another week. I love her with all my heart, but she's in her own righteous standards. She's walking in her own righteousness tonight. That's where she's at. She's on that broad road. I love her tonight, but she's on that broad road. And if she was here tonight, she'd tell you, I'm preaching to her like anybody else. If you don't open your eyes, you don't see where you're at, you're going to end up in hell.
That's right. That's right.
Right. Who am I preaching to?
Bless him, Lord.
Who am I preaching to tonight?
Bless him, Lord.
It's not on what we think is right. It's not on what we think.
That's right.
It's what he thinks of us.
That's right.
You know, my Bible tells me the fruit tree is going to be known by the fruit that it bears. You know, an apple tree is not going to bring forth oranges. And an orange fruit tree ain't going to bring forth grapes. Every fruit tree in here, every one of y'all, you're going to be known what fruit you bear.
That's right. Man.
You know that no fountain can bring forth sweet water and bitter water. I'm telling you, we need to make the tree and the fruit good or make the tree and the fruit corrupt. I'm telling you tonight, I don't want to be in my own righteousness.
Right.
You know, when I come up in the church, you know, I was no stranger for somebody getting out, waiting out and preaching to me. Preaching to something with me gonna help me. I've paid it so many times. I've been sitting in the house of God, Brother Donnie, and I feel them hitting my toes. I feel the gospel stomping on my toes. And I say, Lord, help me. Help me to climb up a little bit higher. I want to make heaven my home. I want to be clothed upon with your righteousness. I want my old flesh to die out. You know, I'm the old Apostle Paul. I want to crucify out. And I want to die out to the flesh. Every day.
Right.
Apostle Paul said, I die daily.
Right.
He puts it to death daily. You know, that's what we have to do. Put our righteousness
right.
to death daily.
Right.
It ain't what we can do. It's what God can do.
That's right.
It's what Christ can do. That's where it's all at.
That's right.
That's where it's at tonight.
Man.
You know, a preacher can get up here and preach his heart out. And he can take a shout and speak in tongues. And he can run and shout the victory. But I'm telling you, if it ain't in your heart to live righteousness, to live close to God as you know how, I'm telling you, all you're doing is deceiving yourself.
Right.
Right.
You're deceiving yourself.
Right.
You know, I want to be one that can apply the word of God. Each and every time I hear my brother preach, or different ones preach, I want to apply the word of God that I heard. I want to apply it to my life. There's some days I might have my shortcomings. I tell you tonight, but I want to repent of my shortcomings. And I want to stay on the old path.
That's right. Man.
What am I preaching to? Righteousness. Self-righteousness. All that leads to death.
Right.
You know, if I get in my ways, oh self-righteousness, I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere. You know, that's something right there that get into a man's heart And it'll keep him here when he gets on self-righteous. Pharisee, holy and vile spirit about him. Gotta keep him here. I'm telling you, I've been around those that have old self-righteous Pharisee spirit. They don't even think another man can get a prayer through. I don't want no parts of that crowd.
Right.
I tell you, I was at a camp meeting one night, and I had an in-law there. And they said, well, why don't you go down there and pray for your in-law? I said, okay, I will do that. And I went on down there. It wasn't but a few minutes. There's a fire baptized people was down there. Like I couldn't even touch the throne of grace. I'm telling you, I don't want that spirit about me. I want to live holy. I want to live righteous. I want to let you to love. I want to show some compassion. I want to show you that I care for you.
Right. Amen.
You know, me and Tracy talks about it all the time. I don't want to forget where I come from. It was once when I was in sin. It was one time when I needed it. And still needed the day. We all in the school of learning. And we need the gospel more today than we ever have.
That's right.
Amen.
Right.
So who am I preaching to?
Bless him, Lord.
Who am I preaching to?
Right.
There's a way that seemeth right. You know, I was a hard-headed man when I was in sin. Still hard-headed now, certain extent. I guess you call it setting my ways. But Brother Larry, I want his ways.
Right. Amen.
I want his ways.
Right.
There were many times coming up, Son Killer, my daddy poked his old finger inside of my head and said, boy, you hard-headed. I'm telling you tonight, I'm hard-headed, but I want to take to live a righteous life. I don't want to live the way Frankie says I want to live. I want to live the way thus said God. I want to live his way. It's his way or the highway tonight.
Right.
It's his way. It's his way tonight. And I love him. I love him. You know, I look back. I think it's been about, about 13 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You know, I've been in this way, and many times I might have started swerving off and getting in my own way, and the Lord had to take his staff and start pulling me back in line, boy. Said, you can't be like that. You can't do like that. I'm telling you, it's his way or no way.
Right.
It's his way or no way. And it's one of these days when people around here, especially some I know and hold dear to my heart, they're going to come to find out one day if everything I'm saying is true.
That's right.
It's true tonight. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man. But no matter ways thereof, there's a way to death. You don't want to be in your own ways tonight. I'm telling you, living in the brink of the coming of the Lord, and he was to come when you lost and undone without God, you're going to find yourself in great tribulation period, and more than likely find yourself in hell.
Right.
Who am I preaching to?
Right.
Who am I preaching to? I'm telling you, we need to examine ourselves. We need to check ourselves. We don't know ourselves tonight. You know, even Simon Peter, Brother Donnie, didn't know his own heart. He didn't know his own heart tonight. You know, when the betrayal of the Lord took place, he began to curse and say, I know not the man. I'm telling you, he didn't know his own heart. I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be one that don't know my own heart. I want to be the one that say, I love the Lord. And it's a true love.
Right.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? You know, this way of living, one day, it's going to pay off.
Come on.
Right. If we walk the straight path, we walk the narrow path, it's going to pay off. You know, I look at Brother Hawkins. You know, he's been in this way for 60-something years. I can imagine what he's been through in 60. I can look at what I just been through in 13. But I'm telling you tonight, his grace is sufficient to keep a man going, to keep it looking onward, keep it looking toward that mark of the high calling of God.
Right.
I tell you, his grace is sufficient. You know, there's no more than old Paul. You know, when he had that thorn in the flesh, he had a messenger of the Satan above him. He prayed thrice that the Lord would move that thorn, and he wouldn't do it, in my own words. And he told him, he said, Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient for you in your weakness. It's my power made perfect. I tell me it's in your weakness tonight when his power is made perfect.
That's right, man. Come on, man.
We can't do it. We got to call upon him.
Amen.
You know one thing, what's wrong with the church today? They ain't got no family altars no more.
That's right.
You know, if you go back to the Old Testament, I won't be coming so close for much longer. When Noah first come off the ark, what's the first thing he done? Anybody know?
Built an altar.
He built an altar. That's the first thing he done. Why did he build an altar? Because he knew that's what it's going to take. He knew it was going to take a relationship with God to keep him righteous, to keep him holy, to keep him sanctified. He knew he had to have that altar. Huh?
That's
the same thing with Abraham. I'm telling you, when he went to different places, that's the first thing he did, was build an altar. I'm telling you, if you want to live a righteous life, get back to the altars. Get back to the old path. Get back to it tonight.
Right.
That's the only thing that's going to keep you. That's the only thing that's going to help you. A family that prays together stays together.
Amen.
A church that prays together stays together.
Praise God.
It stays together tonight. I'm telling you tonight, we need to erect the altar. We need to build it up.
Right. Brothers,
you know, it must have been a man, I think when Joseph, when he went to Bethel. You know, that's what we need to do tonight. We need to go back to Bethel.
Yes.
We need to go back to where we first met the Lord at.
Right.
We need to go back to Bethel.
Right.
You go back to Bethel, you meet El Bethel, the Lord of the house.
Right.
That's what we need tonight.
Yes.
We need to meet the Lord of the house.
Right.
And when we meet him, hang to him. I tell you, that's what's wrong tonight. So many of us, when we get around the altar, we don't do like Jacob did, for his name was changed to Israel. We don't wrestle. We don't wrestle long enough. You know, he wrestled with the Lord, and his name was changed to Israel. I tell you tonight, we can wrestle on the hounds of the altar. I tell you tonight, you can be changed into another man.
That's right.
Who am I preaching to? These altars are open. They're open for you tonight. It's not you, not it's me, old brother. I stand in need of prayer tonight. I stand in need of prayer. I need help. I tell you, we all need help. We're not exempt. We're not exempt tonight. We need it. I tell you tonight, I desire his word for the